USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin has dispatched 500 National Guard troops, and hundreds of nearby police officers will also be available as a precaution to ensure public safety during the conclusion of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha. Closing arguments are scheduled for today. The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in @ic.fbi.gov. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to use his first virtual meeting with President Biden to warn the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. That's according to Chinese state media editorials printed on Monday. Xi and Biden are scheduled to meet virtually on Tuesday morning, Beijing time, USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The mayor of Houston, Democrat Sylvester Turner, on Twitter Sunday mourned the death of a 9-year-old boy who suffered serious injuries while attending the Astroworld Music Festival earlier this month in the city. Ezra Blunt was in a coma since the incident. 10 have now lost their lives since the stampede of nearly 50,000 people. 5 Republican senators have promised to withhold support from any Democrat spending bill if the bill doesn't include funding for the border wall. In a letter to their colleagues, the 5 senators said they could not support continuing funding for the government if the border is not made secure. These included Senators Mike Braun of Indiana, Marco Rubio from Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, and Ted Cruz of Texas. An 11-year-old girl was the sole survivor of a plane crash on an island in Lake Michigan on Saturday that killed 4 people, including her father, Mike Perdue. The young child is reporting her father shielded her as the plane fell from the sky. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's comptroller of the currency nominee says she wants fossil fuel businesses to go bankrupt, all in the name of climate change. Soli Omarova, back in February on Jane Family Institute.
Here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
The White House says she will testify this week before the Senate Banking Committee. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax over the weekend says the hyper-partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. Mr. Meadows was subpoenaed by the group and did not show up.
Got me in the middle of it, where we've got a president that is in President Trump that is saying that he wants to claim executive privilege. There's case law that would suggest that that's appropriate. Yep. You've got Congress that's saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to hold you in contempt if you don't show up. Hopefully the courts will weigh in. We'll be looking to see what the coming days will provide there. But you hit it right, Rob. I mean, part of this is that Congress has gotten so hyper-partisan, and candidly, this committee is more interested in politics than they are really solving real problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.